And good morning, everyone. Joining us at this time, we have Wisconsin's 78th Alice in Dairyland, Sarah Hagnow. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. It's a pleasure to be on.
Now, you're the second person in your family to hold this title, right?
I am. So my sister, Ashley, 2 years ago, served as the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which is a historical moment in the Alice program, as we're the first sisters to serve. It is so honorable and humbling to kind of be a small part of the history of the 78-year legacy of Alice. It is so great to be able to tell the story of agriculture, and my sister and I have just played one small part in that of continuing what 77 other women have built up, and to me it's really a childhood dream come true to be able to do it.
So when you were running for Alice, did she have any advice for you?
She did. She had some great mentorship moments and some great advice for me as I was running. It's nice to have a good friend that you can call up pretty much every day and answer any questions, but she was wonderful and gave me some really great insights into running for Alice. But at the end of the day, it was so great to be able to go through the experience myself too and experience what so many women have throughout history. Being a top candidate is a wonderful and transformative experience. I truly felt like I was a different person from March to May at the finals, and you gained so many wonderful skills, and you really have the chance to form that sisterhood with the five other top candidates that you're competing against. I was so honored to be a part of the top candidate group this year, as every woman truly shone through in her agricultural advocacy, and every single person that was running was just amazing. So I was so thankful to be able to have that chance, and now I'm really, really thankful to be able to be serving as Alice in Dairyland.
So now you're promoting agriculture and everything that goes with it. And today we're talking about agritourism. What is agricultural tourism and why is it important to Wisconsin?
Agricultural tourism is any agricultural-based activity that brings visitors to a farm, a ranch, a grove, maybe an orchard or a market, and really encourages that connection, or for some, maybe a reconnection to agriculture. It really is growing in popularity across the state and the nation as visitors are seeking those authentic rural experiences that we have in Wisconsin, including on-farm stays, educational tours, unique cooking and dining experiences, which are my personal favorite, and so much more. And then agriculture itself is the basis of this and is really important to Wisconsin as it's a big economic generator. Agriculture contributes $116.3 billion to our economy annually. So it's right up there with tourism and manufacturing. And this is all made possible by the over 58,000 farms in our state that are caring for about 13 million acres of land. Today, many community members are several generations removed from agriculture, maybe three or four. So this is a great invitation to interact with agriculture in a hands-on manner and meet the faces behind our food production and the families that are really making agriculture possible.
Well, what are some of the educational and recreational opportunities in agricultural tourism?
Well, agricultural tourism experiences range far and wide. There really is something for everyone. Here in the fall season, of course, pumpkin patches, corn mazes, and apple orchards are really popular destinations that welcome you to the farm in a really informative and entertaining way. It's fun for the whole family. Did you also know, though, that you can visit a cranberry marsh during the harvest season and step into an unforgettable experience of crimson berries blanketing the water? Wisconsin ranks number one in cranberries, and it is our state fruit. So the harvest really is a tradition here in our state. There are also places where you can have pizza right on the farm. There are many pizza farms throughout the state that are using fresh local ingredients, maybe even raised right on the farm, and they allow you to enjoy your meal against the beautiful backdrop of a rural landscape. Farm stays and farm camps are really becoming more common as well, and these can be done in any season, whether it's for one day or an entire week. Being able to stay on the farm allows you to immerse yourself in agriculture and learn from the family that is running that farm. You can even help with farm activities throughout your stay and really get the hands-on experience of helping on a real-life working farm.
Well, where can people go to find out more about events happening near them or agricultural tourism opportunities across the state?
I am so glad you asked. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has gathered an entire list of resources for anyone to browse. These resources range from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism to the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association to Something Special from Wisconsin Program and so much more. These sites really allow you to see the many areas for agricultural tourism across the state and in any season, winter, spring, summer, or fall. It just shows that Wisconsin has something to meet everyone's preference when it comes to visiting our rural destinations. For your next ag venture and anyone else looking to join in, visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website under Agricultural Development, Economic Development, and then you'll find the agritourism homepage right there.
What are some of the additional tourism opportunities? Obviously, during June, you have all the dairy breakfasts going on and visits to the farm. But beyond that, what's available out there?
There are so many great things that are really happening all year round. Winery tours, especially in the spring, summer, and fall, are always going on, as well as brewery visits. We have a great brewing industry in the state, and that uses agricultural products like grain, hops, and many others. So this is a great way to connect to agriculture as well. Farm-to-table dinners are one of my personal favorites, and you can visit Farm-to-Table Wisconsin to see if there's one happening in your area. At these dinners, you often enjoy a really delicious meal that is prepared by local chefs, and you might even get a tour of the farm. I was up at one in Kewaunee County recently where we were able to see soil conservation practices as well as animal care practices that Deer Run Dairy is taking care of. There are also many events and festivals that you can enjoy. The Green County Cheese Days, those happen every other year. That's a great connection to agriculture and our rich cheese heritage in the state. The Sun Prairie Sweet Corn Festival is one that I've been to. But there are tons of sweet corn festivals across the state in late summer. The Warren's Cranberry Festival is coming up, and we talked about cranberry harvest. This is a great way to meet cranberry growers, maybe even have the chance to get in the marsh and enjoy so many delicious foods that use cranberries. I also enjoy farm weddings, farmers markets, and there are tons of ways to get out on the farm with some of those events that might cater to your family, your company, or your personal enjoyment.
All right. My biggest agricultural decision so far today was whether I wanted to go with pumpkin flavored or cranberry flavored muffins. So, you know,
I enjoy that you're getting into the fall spirit with your choice of breakfast.
Well, you know, they had some combined flavors too, pumpkin, cranberry,
yes.
And then, you know, different stuff like that. So
yes.
I wasn't that
adventurous.
Be on
the lookout for some of those fall flavors that are coming through for sure. And I just learned the other day too, honey in the state, the flavor of the honey depends on what the bees that are making it are pollinating. So different pockets of the state have different flavors, and different seasons throughout the year also produce different flavors of honey.
Now, I understand you may have some fun facts for us about agriculture.
I sure do. The one thing I want people to know is that at this time of year, we are harvesting so many different things. The fall harvest really is upon us. Corn silage is one of those things that you may see as you're traveling across the country roads. Wisconsin ranks number one in corn silage, which is able to feed our 1.28 million dairy cows in the state throughout the year. Their cow casserole, or a TMR as we call it, a total mixed ration, is formed with the basis of corn silage and haylage. So this is a very important crop that we're harvesting right now. Cranberry harvest is going on, as well as potato harvest. Wisconsin ranks number three in the nation in potatoes, and we are first east of the Mississippi. So this is a great crop that we are able to produce in our Central Sands region. Wisconsin cheese also remains at the top in the United States, and we are proud to be number one. We produce 25% of the nation's cheese and actually 48% of America's specialty cheese. So Wisconsin knows what it means to rank number one in artisanal cheeses and produce those really high-quality dairy products. We also rank fourth in the nation in maple syrup production, and that's a great agritourism activity for the spring. As the sugar bushes start to come alive in March and April, you can visit sugar bush tours and maple syrup festivals where visitors can see maple sap turn into syrup right before their very eyes and then enjoy that on their own pancake breakfast afterwards. Be on the lookout for those in the early spring if you're interested in visiting a sugar bush.
Okay. Know some folks that are probably putting Christmas wreaths together pretty soon. So, anyway.
Absolutely. Well, that is another great way to get out to Wisconsin farms and see the Christmas tree season during the holidays and celebrate our Wisconsin farmers to get into the spirit of the season.
Yeah, a lot of people like to do the cut your own thing. So, you know,
absolutely.
There are farms out there that you can do that on. Actually, a friend of mine has one of them. It's called Old Baldy. So anyway, Sarah, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the next time we get to chat about Wisconsin agriculture and all things in the Wisconsin experience.
That would be great. Thank you very much. That is the 78th Alice in Dairyland, Sarah Hagnall, joining us this morning here on The Morning Wake.